Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. It's a new year.
Woo-woo!
We got the same co-executive directors of Vibes to my left.
We made it.
Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We're here in 2024.
What's going on? We need a new pretend soundboard.
We need the soundboard 2024.
Yeah, maybe we can make it happen. We've been saying this since 2022, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
We had other priorities in 2023.
Yeah,
making it out.
Making it.
Julio almost did not make it out of 2023.
He almost did not.
Yeah,
by a hair.
We were looking for him. I didn't even know if he was going to show up today. I'm happy he did.
He didn't join the.
He was not on the pre-call. He was not answering text messages.
He didn't say Happy New Year. I love y'all.
Nah.
You know I love y'all. That was it. Yeah. Is life.
He left me on red on Instagram.
Hey, it was crazy.
Almost unfollowed me again.
You my ganger for life.
He sent me a voicemail on the 30th. He called me some names. He was upset. He was a little bit upset that I didn't answer his call. I didn't have my phone with me. Normally, I usually almost always answer my call.
You know what's funny? Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go.
No, I think he butt dialed us during Christmas time too. I remember me and Roy answered the call.
Oh yeah, he did.
I don't know if you remember that, but you dialed.
It was a FaceTime. It was a group FaceTime with all of us. And I remember seeing it. It was Christmas.
It was Christmas.
And I saw it and I was like, nah, I'm not answering.
So I answer. I'm like, hello, and then Roy's like, hello, and I'm like, hey, Roy. And he's like, do we have a call today? And I was like, no. I don't think so. I think Julio just called us.
Yeah.
So you bring us together. You know,
I'm the unity.
Sure.
No, but it was a rough last 2 days of the year. I had to go and vibe it out one time for the one times.
Shake it off a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, Orange County was lit. Well, I don't think they were lit. I think I was lit.
You brought the vibes.
Yeah. All I remember is playing pool, going to church. I did it all.
Damn.
You went to church.
Went to church.
He did it all while being drunk. That's wild.
Functioning. He was functioning.
I was not functioning at all.
I don't understand. We should have put a camera on you to vlog everything you were doing.
I went to Korean church. Now I know they got more Korean things to do than me.
He's bothering Korean Jesus.
For real.
Jesus is mad right now.
They showed up and they're like, we don't got time for you, man. Like, not today.
I went to Korean church looking for Ice Cube and he wasn't there.
He was not there. But
Well, 2023, we had a blast. We moved on. We made it.
It's crazy. This is the third year that we're going
to
be doing this.
That's wild. That's, I was just about to say, evaluations came up and they passed us for the next 2024 year, possibly.
Possibly.
Got to make it through the fiscal year, maybe.
Yeah. We're on a month-to-month
plan. Oh, got it.
I had to go get drunk with the higher-ups for us to like survive another month.
Yes.
That's what I was doing.
He's a personality hire here. And he, exactly. That's what he was doing.
You can't have one without the other. All right. You were looking out for us.
I had to go with the
higher-ups. He got us renewed. Yeah,
I had to go over to the higher-ups, stay at their house for a few days.
Right.
Get obliterated and be like, all right. They were like, all right, this guy, we kind of like him a little bit. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, we're here. 2024, we got a lot of stuff planned out for the year we're excited about. We're going to continue doing this stuff. I mean, 2023 was amazing. We had a lot of great guests. We had a lot we went to a lot of great games and we did some videos. So only bigger and better things in 2024, and I'm excited for that. And to start the year, we're decked out in some t-shirts. Julio's got these graphic tees by Stick It Wear, by Joe Duritza. I mean, this stuff is super quality. It's very, very really comfortable. Good. Loving the designs. Julio's got a whole calendar girl on his shirt.
It has to be with layers because I kind of drank a lot.
The
last 2 days.
Catch him in 1 month with it on.
In 1 month, he's cutting the sleeves off. Yeah, we'll see. But shout out to Stick It Wear and Joe Duritza, the designer for sending over these tees. I'm loving them.
We appreciate it. I love any t-shirts that are cozy and rock anything footy related. I'm in there. So shout out to you for that.
Think like swimwear. Let's go.
In that, baby. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, Bet Online has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. So let's get things started. So 2024 has come with a lot of big news already in the soccer world, particularly in the MLS world. Obviously, the big one, Hugo Lloris, France national team, World Cup winner, Tottenham, you know, captain for feels like forever. Bringing him in, and to me, what was super surprising, it was a super surprising move. I was not expecting that. Obviously, you know, the goalkeeper situation is something that we've talked about at LAFC between, you know, Maxime and McCarthy.
Abraham.
We had Abraham on the show a couple times. What are you guys' thoughts on this? Because, I mean, obviously, Maxime Crépeau sold out for the city. He helped win an MLS Cup. He's a, you know, fan favorite.
He gave up a World Cup spot for a ring.
And the fans recognize that, and I feel like they embraced him for that. But, you know, now bringing in Hugo Lloris, what are you guys' thoughts on this?
I think it's a great move, especially with goalies. Goalies have a longer shelf life. You've seen Buffon go to, like, past 40 or at 40 and still play at a quality level. He's only 37, so he has about 3 more good years in him. He's a baller. His resume says it alone. I think it was a great pickup, but nobody had him as a rumors. I didn't hear nothing about him. He just came out like a left field. It was like the best sneaky link you could have. Like, no, but then like the names are being associated. I just read something earlier this morning. I don't know how true it is. Giroud's another one that they're thinking about. The Vela picture with Griezmann. Now everybody's talking about
the French connection.
But Vela's probably gonna go to Spain, supposedly. Like, it's a lot of rumors, but this one's a great move for LAFC because in their first 5-6 years, their Achilles heels was the defense and the goalie, especially the goalie. Shout out to Thomas Romero, great guy. Who was the first one we had? Got traded to Nashville. Got his name, but great guy. We had a lot of okay goalies, but never a quality goalie. Max came in, and the hype around him was like second best goalie in the MLS. One of the better premier goalies in Canada, a World Cup player for Canada, and he performed. He lived up to the expectations, but unfortunately, he did get hurt. And even though he did take him to the final, he was not Max. You can see him like trying to kick long balls. long balls were shanking right, not going through the middle like he was used to doing. Then again, he was barely coming from injury. He went from like...
He came back pretty fast, all things considered. You know, yeah. he I don't know at what point last year he made it back. It was like a little bit more than halfway through the season.
I think, yeah.
But I mean, for less than you break your leg, you feel like you're going to be out for at least 12 months.
Yeah, and
you know, and he came back in, you know, 7-8 months, somewhere in that time span, and he still played. Like, his shot stopping was still there. Like, in the MLS Cup final, he was you know, he saved, like, I want to say, like, he four
was,
or five.
The semifinals was his game.
You know, yeah, and he still had, you know, the reaction time, mm-hmm. and, you know, the shot stopping mm-hmm. ability, the distribution, like you were saying, Julio, might not have been at where it was at, but I mean, that's only to be expected coming off of an injury,
especially for breaking your leg.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, like, you gotta understand, this is also a business, and we've got a better goalie in return, to be completely honest. And it sucks for Max, because Max is, even though when he was hurt, he was still first one, Bridget could attest to this, player appearance. Mm-hmm. The community loved him. Yeah. He was the community. He was that guy for LAFC, which sucks, because he's basically one of our own now at this point. So it sucks to see him go, but the return that we've got is an A1 goalie.
Mm. I mean, one of the best goalies of his generation.
World Cup winner. You can't
deny that kind of pedigree. And the, you know, yeah, there. he's a little bit older. You know, you mentioned Buffon. He was still playing at like PSG, and he went back to I think it was Fiorentina where he started after that. So there's still, I want to see if there's still quality left. I hope there is. I feel like now MLS teams are starting to try to sign these big time European names, and it's always been one of their goals, right? I mean, even you know, before Beckham, but now with Messi coming to the league, everybody wants that blue chip name that they can kind of sell tickets around. The league is trying to push that to sell more subscribers to Apple mm-hmm. TV. So I think we're starting to see an increase of like going back to this kind of strategy of, you know, let's get these blue chip, you know, prospect, or not prospects, but like names.
It's not like back then, like when Galaxy brought Ashley Cole, Gerard, these guys were done. They're bringing players. Like, if a Griezmann does come, it's players that's still playing, not at the top level, at the best level they've played, but they're not fully away from their prime.
Yeah.
So it isn't like we were getting players, big name players, that they should have retired before even coming to the MLS. Mm. So we're getting players that are like early 30s, on their way out, but still can give you 2-3 years in the career. So
yeah,
it gives you good vibes. And a lot of lower level European teams did this. All the players that were going to a Turkish league, like you see the Turkish league, they have all these big names that
they got those tax benefits in Turkey.
Yeah, like the past their prime type of guys. That's what MLS is bringing. MLS is bringing people that can definitely help out the team, bringing the young South American talent, and combining them with those players that have a great resume and still can give you a good 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing now, like Julio said, compared to before, is there's European players that are coming because they see the potential of MLS, not the MLS looking for them because of their potential. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they're finally seeing the league for what it is and what it could be in the future. And it's kind of like MLS is having the opportunity to like show name for themselves, and I think that the European players are seeing it. And I mean, also just considering the fact that there is that Messi move, and like I think the Messi effect is still happening, and I think that those transfers and what we're seeing, the signings that we're seeing right now, are also potentially because of that.
Yeah, and you even saw that with like Zlatan, who is coming off an injury. Everybody said he was done. He came to the Galaxy basically to prove that I still can play at a level, and he did, and he ended up going back to Milan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think they're now seeing MLS, like you said, Bridge, as not like a final stop, but as an additional stop to mm-hmm. see, you know what, I could still go. I'm going to be living in Los Angeles. I'm going to be living, you know, wherever. Mm-hmm. I can get a decent salary. I can make a decent living. I'm going to be in a good market. And who knows what can happen from there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely interesting to see.
I like where he's going with the rumors, though, because I just thought about it right now. Like, yeah. Messi brought his friends.
Messi and friends.
If the French people come that they, like, support Gerard Griezmann, yeah. It could be like basically the best pickup. Like, all right, you bring your best five, I'll bring my best five. Yeah. Let's keep it going. Let's see who DC United brings in their five.
I mean, it's not a coincidence either that, you know, it was Argentina, France in the World Cup, you know, so.
And it's not a coincidence either that I talked about Messi and friends around the same time. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God, Messi
and friends.
I think
I manifested
something
there.
She's still upset about Messi and friends.
I'm still upset about Messi and friends. Like,
I think they went to one of their games. It was pretty cool. Man. No, mine was like Ronaldinho and friends. Like, it was in the Coliseum. Okay. Some game like that. Mm.
Yeah. Well, he brought all his tax evading
friends. I honestly can't believe Suarez is out, like, coming to Inter Miami.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah.
That's gonna be.
Well, you know what's insane? That freaking LAFC rumors last year that he had him, and then
I know,
and then Messi that's decided to come here because Messi put the stop to that. Messi was like, because literally, like, it was like 80% sure. Everybody's like, he's coming. Then LA guys, he tried to jump in, like, no, we stole him from you guys. But then Messi, like, the Messi rumor, like, started gaining motion, and then
Messi
took over. Yeah,
Messi said, you know, go back to Uruguay for a little bit.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm gonna head over to Inter Miami, and then you can come with me.
Let
Don't me go
set
to LA.
Things up,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
because
he
over.
Was like, literally, he was supposed to come. Like, that's where the rumors, if we remember him right, it was him, like, coming to LAFC. So everybody's like, back to back. Nobody cares. Like, and then boom.
Yeah.
The Messi effect.
The Messi effect. I mean, that's not that far-fetched of, you know, a theory to have. It's obviously, you know, like, we're just spewing conjecture here, but that could have, that might have been
the
truth.
Look at the timeline. Somebody look at this timeline and do one of those timeline videos on YouTube. Like, make your
TikTok,
research.
TikTok, do your thing.
TikTok, do your thing. Can't even speak no more.
Oh,
but.
My goodness, man. At least you have your voice. At least you have your voice.
That's true. We would have lost.
Yeah.
We would have lost that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
We said that you weren't going to be.
Rookies.
We said you were going to be horse.
Yeah.
Horse Julio.
Hey.
Raspy.
Watch your mouth.
Okay. Keeping it on this train, or shifting the train to the goalkeepers in LAFC. John McCarthy, you know, leaving. He's a free agent as well, going to LA Galaxy now.
Has that been confirmed?
Yeah.
So, what, like, have we seen, because I know Raheem Edwards has played for both LAFC and LA Galaxy. He had a quick spell with LAFC.
A year then.
Yeah, and then maybe 1 or 2 years. I think 2 years with Galaxy, and now he's moved on to Montreal, but... There might have been one player before who made the switch too, but McCarthy was like a huge part of LAFC. Whereas, I mean, Raheem played a little bit, but he wasn't like an everyday player. He didn't really get a chance to kind of become like a fan favorite. Whereas McCarthy, you know, along with Crepeau in that final, was a hero.
He,
you know,
up
and then
showed
he played the first half of the season, was playing great, looked like one of the better keepers in the league.
Yeah.
He has proven that he's been a starter. I think, you know, that he's going to Galaxy with the intentions of being an everyday, the number one starter. He could be the first kind of like real, not real, but like significant LAFC player to make that move to Galaxy. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Because I think that's a pretty significant shift as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting to see, right? Like, obviously we want LA to win no matter what, and I think we saw J-Mac's potential in LAFC and what he can do, and I think for him it was like an opportunity to, you know, continue hustling and make moves. And I think for him, maybe he wanted to stay in LA and like this was the best move for him. And I think that Galaxy is getting an amazing person, like on the field, off the field. So I hope it works out, and I hope he's able to bring in that like significance of like what he learned with LAFC and like show that to the Galaxy team and find that respect.
Yeah, I love J-Mac in outside of the field, but I think we were sold smoke once he stopped those penalties in the finals. I think he was a great start of the season, but there was a lot of consistent mistakes towards middle and the end of the season. Mm-hmm. The starting spot, Max didn't take it. He lost it. I can remember the Portland game away when I went to the game.
Yeah.
He had an awful mistake that cost him that game. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of little mistakes that were happening. I don't think he had that many. There was a lot of wins in the beginning of the season, but it was like 1-0. I mean, like 2-1. Or there was no real shutouts. Mm-hmm. So, like, even though the team was winning, I think the team winning overshadowed
some of the little
mistakes, that he was doing. But those little mistakes started adding up once the team started losing. Mm-hmm.
But he was a free agent at the end of the year. You know, obviously he had a stretch where he was starting, and he wants to prove that he's a starter in the league. So he's probably going to leave anyways. But what do you think about, is it like a big thing that he moved to LA Galaxy, or is it like fair game? You can play wherever you want.
From what I heard, like, it was mixed reviews with him. He was a fan favorite because of the final. That right. Of course, no merit taken away from him.
Like that, we're never going to forget that.
We're never going to forget that. He definitely a part of history. That final is his final, and that's a staple in the MLS.
Yeah.
Besides stopping that goal from Messi at the game. But like, that's a staple in the MLS. But honestly, like, towards the end, like I said, it's a business. So towards the end, he was not playing at the highest level that everybody thought he could play. And then those silly mistakes started costing him his starting position when Max came back.
So no hard feelings?
No hard feelings. On the move? No, but yeah, but like, at the end of the day, there should be no hard feelings when he comes back. And if LA Galaxy does beat LAFC, there should be no hard feelings. Because at the end of the day, that banner that you guys have in that stadium is J-Max banner.
Yeah.
It was brought in J-Max back.
Yeah, and I don't think there will be. I think they're going to show him love just the same way that they show, like, Chicho when he came back love. Like, I think LAFC fans do a great job of, like, showing respect to their players that left and are still in the game.
Yeah. I can't think of a player that's left on, like, bad... You know, bad blood. Where they come back?
Raheem Edwards.
That was a big one. And he was talking. And then he was talking trash too. So that's the one where I think
like you find that on your own though. Like,
yeah, and he totally embraced that too. And he loved it. He was playing chippy. He knew what he was doing when he was talking. So honestly, big up to him because
if that's who you are, part of the game. No one's gonna stop you.
You'll do it like a day before the game. So like it'll be like them like practice interviews, and he'll be like, what, like. We liked him. Like I think he might have called us Levas. So
something he might have said that. Yeah, I think he did. It was actually.
It was good. It's good for the game when it's like banter like that. It's completely good.
Fair.
It was fair. It was fair game. So
right.
I think he's the only player that
he's the only one that's really kind of garnered the ire of the fan base as a whole that have worn the color.
Beginning of the transfer market, Bella was a rumor as well to be joining LA Galaxy. So.
We'll see. I think if he were to make that move, then
he didn't play that great last season. Mm-hmm. And everybody felt like he should stuck his leg, which it was a fast play, stuck his leg out a little more.
I don't know about that. I think
it was a fast play. I don't think like we see it easy because we see it in slow-mo.
But being there.
That ball was played to the other side, and there was just no one on the far post.
Reaction time, it was hard for him to react that fast. You're a real goat. But I don't know. So if he leaves, then like it'll be some hate towards him. But I don't think so either because he is like our first big player, the first player that
believed in LAFC.
Yeah, he made LAFC. He's the player that brought LAFC in his back.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like you know how the Staples Center is the house that Kobe built. Literally, the BMO now the bank. The bank now BMO is the house that Bella built.
You could say Shaq also helped build Staples too.
The house Kobe built. You know the truth.
I know. I'm fishing here.
Always fishing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. We gotta entertain the people. You know, this is a podcast. That's part of the game as well.
Shout out to Sarah Gordon. That episode was amazing.
Yo, I mean,
we finished on such a great. Hey, shout out to Sarah Gordon. Yeah, also, Sarah Gordon. Look at me.
Yeah, I talked about it after the pod.
She helped me manifest this happen.
If I'm not mistaken, we started with Kellen and ended with Sarah.
I don't know if Kellen was the first guest of the year.
I believe
he was. He was like February. So I'd have to go back and check to see if we might have had a guest in January.
Zoom. I think it was a Zoom guest.
I can check right here.
But I think you might be right. I think Kellen was the first in person
guest.
Yeah, because it might have been Sean Franklin and AJ announcing retirement in December, and then Kellen coming first.
Yeah,
because it was after the World Cup. After the World Cup would have been Oh, December, January.
It was, he came in February for sure, because it was right before the 100th episode. Or it was right after the 100th.
Right after the 100th.
It was the episode before the 100th episode was Kellen.
Really?
So
he was in December?
He was in February. Sorry. No, he was before. So his episode came out February 28th. Uh-huh. So we had Devin Kurtz in January.
After the World Cup.
So Devin Kurtz. And then we had Chinyelo Asher, which that episode ended up we couldn't make that happen.
Again, I know
we gotta bring her back.
Shout
because
out to the reggae girls.
That was a great episode. We had some good stuff on Jamaica and the reggae girls. But yeah, so Devin was our first guest in person.
Okay.
But first pro player
that we had in 2023 was Kellen Acosta.
Shout out to Devin. Devin's like family, so
Devin is.
Yeah. Devin's like friend of the show.
Yeah,
type thing.
He really is.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I thought that was great to end the year on that note. And Kellen. Sarah was awesome, and you know, obviously her coming back to Angel City is a big move.
But
signing, but talk about New York.
Yeah, so Gotham is they're
NWSL
building a super team.
NWSL is cooking.
They're building.
I love this energy.
Yeah. So you know, free agency, we talked with Sarah about free agency. Obviously, you know, she was a free agent.
We knew before, yeah, and I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
We might have had a scoop. We didn't leak it.
Respectfully.
But Gotham FC, they've signed Crystal Dunn, U.S. Women's National Team star, Tierna Davidson, U.S. Women's National Team star, and now Rose Lavelle and Emily Sonnet, that recently announced,
squad.
I think earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. They're building. I mean, obviously, they're coming off of a championship run.
First NWSL super team.
Yeah, and we could see, I mean, Kansas City last year, they made a couple of big splash signings, but that didn't really come to fruition in the end. Mm-hmm. But this, I think now with the base that they have, you know, obviously Ali made her retirement last year, mm-hmm. after you know, a long career. Ali
and
Krieger,
with the big dub, so.
And ended with a big dub, and now they're bringing in all these other big time names,
big names,
to kind of
big potential.
Bolster that roster. This is something that's extremely good for the league. I mean, we've seen in the WNBA with the New York Liberty, and then, you know, the Las Vegas Aces, those two super teams, they're meeting back-to-back finals, huge numbers, a lot of, you know, attendance and viewership for those games. So I think creating these super teams is going to be good for the league. We just need another team to do it, and it's got to be Angel City.
Angel City has a big name coming this year. She was out with an injury. Hopefully, if she comes back to the player that everybody knows, and I'm talking about Press, like,
yeah, Kristen Press.
Yes, she is her.
Yeah,
like there's a big name coming. Sydney played really good at the end of the season. Yeah.
Sarah
balling as the last one.
And they just signed Giselle Thompson.
The Thompson sisters.
I think there's a couple more pieces that need to be made. And I think
attacking mid, defensive mid.
Right, exactly. Right.
Those two players, that's what the team really
needs. But they have a defensive mid that they have on loan right now, Amandine Henry. I think her loan ends right before the season begins. So she's theoretically going to come back and join the team, hopefully, because it took her a little bit to kind of get into the flow of everything. But once she did, you know, you could see the type of player she is, and she's balling all the time with the France national team. When she's on it, she had beef with the coach, but I think, you know, they need to a couple more signings away. There's still a couple of free agents on the market. Maybe poach a name from Europe.
Some outside backs. They do need an outside back.
I mean, there's the midfield. I think is the big one. The midfield. You know, they have Henri. They lost Savannah McCaskill to San Diego. So she was. I mean, she played almost every game for them, and like the creative midfield position. So I think they need somebody to fill in that role. Hopefully it's someone that's entertaining to watch, because I think Savannah was a little bit of a boom or bust player, where she would either do something really brilliant or just like what's going on, you know, like head scratching stuff. But Gotham, I mean, they're putting all their chips in. They're looking for a repeat. Shout out to Yala Everbooch, who's
chips with the dips.
Yeah. I mean, one of our first podcast guests ever, back when, you know, John was doing it. She's the GM. She's been making moves. Obviously, a huge turnaround for the team last year. Mm-hmm. They had a great run. I think they were like the sixth seed. They're one of the bottom seeds, and they ended up, you know, making a run to the final. So this is, I'm excited to see what Gotham puts brings forth for next season, because
I think they're they're coming off of a championship win, and like they're making all these big moves with players that have that drive and the ambition to do what they did again. You know, we're talking about Rose Lavelle, who was in the championship game, and like, can you imagine like being there and then now being on the team that won it? And
she
then
the KD.
Wasn't Crystal Dunn the one that was like, "I'm a free agent," like, or
yeah,
something
Crystal
like that?
Dunn, did, Crystal Dunn was talking about her free agency
she was
for
like,
a while
I'm free or something
because
like that.
Because she left Portland. She made the announcement pretty early on. Mm-hmm. It might have been right after the season ended that she was going to leave Portland. And I know a lot of Angel City players were trying to court her. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, Gotham players that were, you know, because everyone wants Crystal Dunn on their team.
Great.
She's a baller.
But, yeah. So she was basically like, "Hey, man, like, I'm free. Hit me
up.
Talk
to me.
You know, yeah,
talk
yeah,
to me."
Yeah.
And Gotham did. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's from New York, right? Or she's from the East Coast, maybe?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I haven't heard her accent talk. I need to hear her talk.
I've heard her talk. It's non-regional dialect. I don't know.
they have the ambition. They have the drive. They have the fire in them to want to do something again with the team that just won the championship. So I think that those signings are like they're already starting on a good note, and I hope that they continue. And what makes me more excited is just the fact that they have free agency. We have, you know, like great competition and championships happening in the NWSL. Like, it's only
All-Star
empowering
game well.
It's only empowering the league, and it's also like amplifying the value that the NWSL league has. And I think that we're slowly seeing the growth of women's sports, especially women's soccer, grow more and more, and like embracing the value that it brings. But it's also being done in like such a like fierce and just like baller way. And I'm like, that makes me really excited.
Yeah. Crystal Dunn, by the way, is from Long Island. So,
okay,
yeah,
there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. I saw something on Twitter the other day. Caitlin Clark, who's on University of Iowa, just heard the women's basketball team there. She's an absolute baller. She made a game winner from the logo the other day. But they were talking about someone tweeted something about her shot percentage. She was like something like 14 for 30 or something. Like, it wasn't a great shooting game for her. And they're like, someone tweeted like, you know, she needs to pass the ball more. She's ball hogging all this stuff. And then someone commented on that. It was like, you know, women's sports is making it when they're talking about shot percentage and not some wild sexist stuff. Like,
right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
So it's like, that's what we need to be seeing, you know?
So, hey, you're getting the same Kobe, like,
exactly.
Kobe got, so
the same
right.
Kobe stuff.
Yeah
exactly.
Good.
Yeah, so. And we're really seeing that. Like, even in women's basketball, like, I mean, shout out to the Aces who are just killing it. Like, yep. Big fan of them. And then also we have the women's sport basketball team for USC. What's her name?
The number one of she went to Sarah Cannon.
Yeah.
USC's lit right now. They got Bronny James.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
Bronny
like,
James, and then the other number one, Isaiah something. Yeah. He was like a top five-star recruit,
too. I wish I was
too.
Going to college around this time. I don't know.
Man, they're just balling. Like, yeah. And so shout out to them. And shout out to the women's basketball, women's sports in general. Just like, I hope that it only continues from there, and I think that we should go to one of the women's USC basketball games.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm down. I forget, it was Cheryl Miller was talking she was on a podcast, and she was talking about her time at USC. And when she was there, she was like a star. This is before the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And she was like one of the she was getting national headlines. Jeez. When she was playing, she was that good.
Reggie Miller was an afterthought.
Yeah, exactly. To the point where Reggie, her brother, NBA Hall of Famer, was like the afterthought
Reggie
in the
who?
Family. Yeah, exactly. But she was saying how like when she was at USC, they would put the women's games after the men's games. Mm-hmm. So the men would be walking off into the locker room and be like, "Hey, thanks for warming them up for us." And so then they go out. So it's time for the real show to start.
But, thank you, but we're coming
in. Yeah. Good job out there. Yeah, it's time for the real game to start.
Watch the Masters do it.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
In front of them.
Yeah, usually like the better team goes in second.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
JV
yeah.
goes first, and then varsity. Hey, listen, I'm not the one that makes.
SC is not historically a big basketball school, though. You know, they've had you know, like the Nick
Swaggy
Young,
P,
DeMar DeRozan's. I think Swaggy P actually made a big. His team made
a
run
into
the tournament.
The Transformers when DeRozan went with Little Romeo. It was a package deal. College boy hit. Like, come on. That was my era right
there.
One went to Compton, one went to Beverly Hills.
Right.
And there were a combo. Like, it was a big thing about, like, Little Romeo's only making it because he's DeRozan's friend.
Right.
So, yeah. And then Nick Young left and O.J. Mayo. And O.J. Mayo had just came back. Just came back from, like, trash talking Jordan at Jordan camp, Jordan Elite camp. So he was the number one rated. Didn't make grade, so he made it the year after Nick Young. Yeah. They were thinking if Nick Young would have stayed one more year, that Nick Young, O.J. Mayo,
Taj Gibson,
it would have been a great.
They've had some good players, but they've never had like great teams.
Great teams.
So I'm excited to see SC. I mean, UCLA is obviously, you know, they've always been good.
John Wooden Awards.
But I'm excited. LA sports in general, when LA sports are good,
traffic is up,
the vibes are good.
Uber everywhere.
And it has the potential to be, you know, a really solid.
The Dodgers,
they're signing a bunch of. They got Shohei Ohtani on layaway. Like, they're paying that guy for 20 years. I mean, the Lakers, I don't want to talk about them. I'm going to get a headache.
The Clippers are doing good.
Clippers.
Yes. Sucks to say, but.
Is that an LA team or what? Yeah, like, no, I don't know.
Inglewood is doing amazing.
Yeah. Okay, but.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you got to check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
But keeping going back to the soccer side of things, another big headline that we saw this year, or towards the end of last year, I should say, is MLS and the U.S. Open Cup. So MLS had a statement basically saying that they were going to send their MLS Next Pro teams instead of the MLS first teams in the U.S. Open Cup moving forward. U.S. Soccer has since rebutted and said. That's not gonna happen.
Nah,
you know, thanks for letting us know, but y'all are not doing that. Caused a huge uproar. I mean, Hercules Gomez was out here saying that they should completely remove.
I think his counterpart.
I think but they're saying that they should remove Division I status from MLS. People are saying
big mad.
Yeah, I mean, and rightfully
they
so
should be, though.
Because this is a historic tournament, one of the oldest tournaments in
you get a FIFA
American
spot,
sports.
A FIFA Champions League spot.
Right,
you
right.
go to yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's something that is across different nations, right? Or you know, whether it's England has the FA Cup, mm-hmm. you know, in South America they have all these different kinds of cups. It's a historic thing that open, like all levels of the game get to play in and compete against each other. It's just part of soccer culture.
Right.
And MLS is basically like, you know what? I don't want to have to share my money, my profits. We got Leagues Cup. We got all this stuff that's in, you know, we're going to focus on that. This is not important. And you could tell by the way that the teams were sending out there. I mean, Julio, you even said, and when we were talking about it, that's what they're doing anyways. They're sending their next pro teams out there for the US Open Cup.
That's true.
So that shows where the US Open Cup is at, though. And I feel like, you know, maybe it's time for the tournament to revamp, do something to regain the interest that I feel like a lot of very purist, diehard American soccer fans have that fervor and that you know, passion for the US Open Cup, whereas most fans are just like, you know, why am I going to a game on a Tuesday and there's like 5,000 people here? Mm-hmm. This game is kind of whack, you know?
If you go to any of the countries, Spain, El Rey Cup, England, they have, I forget the name of it.
FA Cup.
The FA Cup. These are historic cups that all the big teams want to win. MLS is that bastard child of FIFA that they don't care about the rules.
Yeah.
The FIFA rules has, you have to have promotion relegation. They're like, hell no, we do what we want. So I think FIFA's just like, he's my badass kid right here. I'm going to leave him alone.
Silver tooth
activity. Yeah.
Black forces on. Like, that's what MLS is. And they want to make their own rules. They want to make sure the profit's only for them and them only, which it sucks because you're not growing. You're growing the league, which is great. We all love Messi coming here. But like, yeah, what's next? Like, grow MLS. Grow the sports in the U.S. Like, not only MLS should be benefiting from this, it should be whole U.S. soccer as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you don't want to share the profits with U.S. soccer, which gave you that D1 status. They made sure some second division teams were relegated to third division because of you. Like, it did. U.S. soccer has been bending backwards for you, and like, this is how you want to repay them. Like, no, the most historic tournament you guys have, we don't want to be a part of.
Yep.
We got this kids that barely getting out of high school.
Yeah, we got some 16-year-olds.
they can kick ball. Let them go play. Deal with 35-year-olds that are past their prime, but still think they can play soccer. Like, yeah. Shout out to you, second division players. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Keep driving the limb. Keep living the dream. But like, nah. All jokes aside, like, that's a slap in the face for U.S. soccer as a whole. And they write, was it Soccer America, I think it's the show called, if they don't want to budge, they can't lose that D1 soccer badge and go somewhere else, because USL is planning to do relegation, so they're planning to do everything right.
Yeah. It's MLS showing their cards, and you know, we've seen that this is what they're about. They're all about their own thing, closed system. I'm about us, you know. Mm-hmm. We're, for our team, everyone else can kick rocks. That's why they made the Leagues Cup, you know. Which, I mean, even the CONCACAF Champions League, it seems like they're not even serious about that either. It's like if it's not us, we don't care. That's basically been MLS's.
Joining forces with Mexico was
I mean, it's been their you know strategy or their what they're thinking. Their you know. So it's disheartening to see. It's not surprising, but I'm hoping that somehow we can make the US Open Cup cool or interesting, or to a point where it feels like MLS making this statement and pulling out of the tournament as a whole would be absolutely unthinkable.
Right.
You know,
that kind of action, that kind of energy goes away.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this, I think, in a few of our episodes last year, where we were like talking about the growth and like the potential that we see in the US Open Cup and all the other leagues as well, or competitions as well. But we did talk about like how we can see this growing and what we want to see, like what we envision like should be done differently. So for us, as like people that watch the game and see, you know, the US Open Cup and the impact that it has, we see that there's potential to make it different, to make it more exciting, more in something that's worth investing in. And I think that this kind of emphasized the need for it to change somehow.
Yeah. It's like the one thing that we have that the rest of the world also does too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's because everything that we like, playoffs, no pro rel, like all this stuff is just like, you know, it's like Julio said, it's the the kid, like the parents that have all these mature adults and then they might have had a mistake kid that's like just like they like don't know how to like they don't know how to like keep them in check. They're just
listen.
Doing the, they're
we
just doing whatever they
doctor,
want.
Doctor, lawyers, and this one guy wants to be a DJ.
Yeah, right. It's a
shout out to the DJs out there.
Chet Hanks. It's yeah. the Chet Hanks of
fake Jamaican accent. Doing
yeah,
doing
yeah.
Doing
you know,
they just want to show. They don't even want to do the work yeah. to like right. be a good DJ right. at that point.
And so I feel like that's a good kind of metaphor of what American soccer has become. Mm-hmm. It's because it's, you know, pretty much it's very much new. The U.S. Open Cup is not. The U.S. Right. Open Cup is over 100 years old. It goes back to like 1902, 1903, something like that. But now it's the like one, you know, traditional thing that American soccer has, and now MLS is like, no. trying to spit on it, and it just feels...
It's not our tradition. It's your tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
it's kind of like when you grow up in your family and like your parents... hold like a certain tradition and like it comes from generation to generation yeah. and then it comes
we're losing
to your,
recipes
it comes to your turn and you're just like I'm just gonna Uber Eats food because there's no way I'm gonna cook all that food.
Shout out to Bridget making money. Yo.
First of all,
I didn't get
no.
that. I'm broke. I didn't get that.
It was just it's an analogy, you know. That's like what I'm saying is
no
like
pocket check.
Not every, you know, eventually it's gonna get to a point where like a certain generation or a certain point in time like that just has to look differently.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I'm feeling lazy, I just go type in what I want to eat on DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever, and I look at the price, and that like, makes me not lazy. I'm like, you know what? I'm just
and then you
get
go
up.
Eat
I'm
like a
go.
Ramen
yeah.
instead.
Yeah. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go to the grocery store.
We thought. Yeah. That's a negative.
Yeah. I'm not paying yeah, no $30 for no damn Chipotle. Like,
right.
come on now.
I know, man. All the delivery fees, the service it's fees, wild. The charge. It's yeah, just no.
You just gotta pay the $8 a month so you can get no delivery fees.
I mean, you could do
my
that.
My lazy go to is either I'll like force myself to cook or I'll just order pizza, like one box of pizza and just yeah. devour it. Yeah.
I just eat it.
That's good too. That's
you go pick it up or like
no,
order
I pay the $35.
Damn! Oh, yeah, he got yeah, money.
I don't do it all the time; just once a week.
I think that considers us all the time.
I'll
yeah.
never forget when John made me like it was back when the facility when we were at the facility and he like I would always come in with Starbucks and I don't drink Starbucks anymore, but
she moved into Blue Bottle.
No, we're not.
We're not
drinking
Starbucks. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you. If you know, you know. And if you don't, figure it out.
I just had some
last night. But he was just like, wait, you get Starbucks every week? And I'm like, yeah, I have to. I'm stressed out all the time. I got to work 9 hours and I come here, blah,
got
blah.
All these guys on my
DMs. And he was like, you get one. And he would just like started to make the calculations. Like, you get one once a week, one every day for 5 days a week. Da-da-da-da. And I was just like, you're right. I need to cut back. But then that's like, you don't think about the, you yeah. know, the impact until like you really put the numbers into it.
Yeah. My dad would go every single day to Starbucks. He stopped going to Starbucks too.
Yeah.
He said, it's like a car payment.
Yeah, you know, honestly. Like, so, or like, yeah. that's like a subscription, a subscription to like the gym or something. Yeah,
he's crazy with his Starbucks runs. It's insane. Like he gets mouse stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give me anything. Cause whatever. But yeah, yeah. I mean, we're starting.
It adds
yeah.
up. It
adds
lavender up. Cold brews, all 2024. All
right. Yeah.
There we go.
Lavender cold brews.
We gotta go to Hilltop.
Shop local.
I went there yesterday.
Well, I gotta 50, go to Hilltop.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I work.
Down the street.
Down okay. the street.
Do all you right. work? Are you working in 2020?
He shows up to work down the street. What he actually does there is still
he passes by his job,
right?
And
yeah,
like, y'all good?
It's crazy when you make it look so good that people don't think you work.
That's crazy. He hires his own friends so he doesn't have to do the work.
That's wild.
If I have, see, all right, I'm not a gatekeeper. If my friends are qualified to be hired, I throw in the alley-oop. If you dunk it on you.
Name your friends that aren't qualified. All right,
I think we're getting off the rails here. I think let's wrap things up. We can get this we can get this off camera. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Leap Network. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. We got big things coming. Stick with us and you know, keep it tapped in. Appreciate y'all who've been watching and listening for now going on the third year of this podcast. Shouts to you.
Years.
Yeah, yeah, February. I mean, she was there.
I was there.
The
let it go.
For Julio Montarosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. Appreciate y'all, and we'll see you next time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.